Mar, what were you talking about when you said that?
Well, probably after I'd been fired with the Kansas City Chiefs, and you certainly would be aware of that, having been a member of our team and a very valuable one at that time.
Well, you've come a long way, and here you are facing the last week of this season, and the team, as most people would say, has made some significant progress, maybe some problems on defense, but overall is playing very well, shut out Miami. It's just an up-and-down season. What's the biggest development for you as you look at the organization right now?
Well, right now, we do have to strengthen our run defense. If you stop the run, you force the pass, and about 80% of turnovers in the NFL occur in the passing game. And so stopping the run, doing a better job of that is very important. We have not been good in that department.
It's interesting because, you know, you shut out Miami 1 week. What was the biggest difference that Tennessee provided?
Well, we did shut out Miami because in that game we got some takeaways early. That made a difference. Against Tennessee, in terms of their offense, they did run the ball more successfully with Travis Henry and the combination with Vince Young. We just did not play as well in the game. It wasn't a lack of effort. It wasn't a lack of concentration. It was just a lack of what we were able to do during the game. You know, we can point to three or four plays, if, then we would have won. But the ifs didn't go that way.
Marv, Seth Joyner talks about how even people like Brian Urlacher and a guy you're going to face this week, Ray Lewis, if they had proper fundamentals in terms of being able to not only run sideline to sideline because of the scheme itself that gives them the freedom to do that, but if they had the ability in terms of fundamentals to take on and leverage those big offensive line, and which you saw certainly Ray Lewis could not do against the Chiefs on a Monday night game a couple years ago, what difference would it make? And you look at teams around the league, and run defense has been a huge problem. Teams are on a regular basis getting 125, 150, 200 yards rushing, 375 by Indianapolis a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, and really a big part of that, of course, for those linebackers, let's say, is what happens up front. Can they eat up two blockers? That's the thing, before one of them is able to release upfield on a linebacker. Or is the linebacker quick enough and intuitive enough to slice in under an impending block coming from a good blocking fullback? But, you know, Nick, it gets back to the same thing. It isn't schemes. The same things that won 50 years ago and will win 50 years from now win today. Run, throw, block, tackle, catch, kick, better than your opponent, you'll win.
It's funny, we're going to talk with Jonathan Hayes, who's the tight ends coach for the Bengals, about their hurry-up offense and how much control it's re-established for their team and Carson Palmer. How has that been working for you in the last couple games?
Well, we used a little bit of it. It's very different from the style of no-huddle offense that we ran when I was coaching here with the Buffalo Bills. That was our style the whole game, unless we got a commanding lead and I wanted to run the clock. But it's worked well. I know JP has even said to me, boy, I love this style. I like doing this. And we moved the ball pretty well when we went into the no huddle. And it's one of the advantages. You put a lot of pressure on the opponent's defense, but you also put a lot of pressure on your own defense because you're off the field more quickly and they are back out there.
Well, let's add to the discussion a guy that knows a little bit about the offensive line's role in that and the battle in the trenches. Mark Slareth, formerly of the Denver Broncos and now with ESPN Primetime. How are you, Mark?
I'm doing well. How's everybody doing?
Very good.
Good
to be with you
here.
We're
doing fine, my friend. You know, we saw you on ESPN Radio, Mike and Mike, in the morning. You're a hard-working guy. You're almost like James Brown, and we want to give some credit to the passing of James Brown and Gerald Ford this week. But let's get back to the Buffalo Bills, Mark. As you look at J.P. Lossman, their development, Marv Levy on the phone with us now, who has to put the pieces of the puzzle together. How many pieces have they solved this year?
Well, you know, I think the biggest question coming into the season was J.P. Lossman. Obviously, extremely talented kid, inconsistent, as you get with most young players. And Marv will tell you that. Most young players, as we used to always say, you know, young guys will get you fired eventually. But I've seen, you know, kind of the maturation process. Here's a kid that really came off hot early in the season, in the preseason, kind of tapered off a little bit, but has really rebounded nicely. And he went through a stretch there of four or five games here in the last few weeks where he's really managed the game well. He's throwing accurately. He's throwing for yardage. He was at seven touchdowns versus one or two interceptions. I mean, he really has played very well. So I think that was the biggest piece of the puzzle. And as long as you have him playing well, then it's just about building the core. You know, Schoble having a Pro Bowl-type season, that offensive line coming together, all those things, all those pieces come together, and you've got the makings of a team that's going to compete for an AFC East crown.
Mark, with all the problems on rush defense that teams have shown around the league, Indianapolis being probably the most famous, Buffalo's had that problem too. What advice would you give to a Buffalo team in terms of providing that one last piece of the puzzle?
Well, obviously, you know what, you've got to play consistent up front. You got to play great at your front seven. You've got to be an attacking kind of set the tempo a defense, obviously. And I think the other thing is just make sure you're a sure tackling team, and to make sure that you have guys that can fight off of blocks. You know, it's not about getting blocked, because every defensive lineman is going to get blocked. I mean, Bruce Smith got blocked. You know what Bruce Smith did? He got off blocks, for crying out loud. I'll use another one in the Marv Levy era, and I know that Marv Levy era has returned to Buffalo, but when Marv was coaching, guys like Phil Hansen used to drive me crazy, because there was a guy that on paper probably shouldn't have played, and he was a great football player, because it wasn't about getting blocked, it was about getting unblocked for him. And I think that's the biggest thing. A lot of guys, once they get blocked, they're like, all right, I got blocked on this play. It's guys that give relentless effort and never give up, and that was one of the great things about the Buffalo Bills in their heyday when they were going to championships.
Marv Levy, coming into this last game of the season in Baltimore, they've moved the time back. It's going to be an exciting game to finish the year. Talking about hustle, because certainly Phil Hansen, who we're going to have on the show in a couple weeks, is one example. Jared Allen, another example. Guys that don't necessarily have everything on paper, but they have that motor. They never give up. Tell us what that means to you and how you factor that in to the players on your team.
Well, certainly. It is so important. Actually, I used to have a page in our player's notebook that was titled Hustle, and I won't read it all through right now, but that shows how important we thought it was, and it was really gratifying to hear Mark talk a moment ago about Phil Hansen, who actually, in terms of overachieving, in terms of putting forth effort, I don't know if I've ever seen anyone do it more intensely than that young man. Even the great comeback victory that we won, the greatest comeback in NFL history, when we forged ahead of the Houston Oilers, at the end of the game, he made a tackle downfield after being cut blocked on a screen pass where he pursued and dove and spilled the guy that would have gone ahead with the winning touchdown down about our 4-yard line, and we were able to prevail. That play is not much remembered. But hustle, wow, is it important. It's what we're trying to build our defense on here. Constant effort, and it's so important. And Mark recognized it very well.
Let's talk about the Baltimore Ravens, your opponent this week, starting with Mark. So much confidence, because like the Titans, they've found so many different ways to win.
Well, there's no question about that, but the biggest thing is exactly what we were talking about earlier, and that's the core of your offense. You know, you can have great periphery players, and J.P. Lossman has really grown up. I mean, he really has, and I'm excited for a young kid to kind of show that maturation. But the bottom line, you want to win football games, you win at the core group of your guys. You win on the offensive line, and you win on the defensive line. And if you win the battle of the trenches, more often than not, you're going to come out ahead on the scoreboard. And you look at the Baltimore Ravens right now, this statistic says it all. In the last five games, 27 sacks for, one sack against. They have sacked their opponent's quarterback 27 times. You put that kind of relentless pressure on a quarterback, and you sack a quarterback that many times, you're going to lead the league in plus-minus differential, which they do. They're plus 15 right now. And you protect your quarterback. Listen, the one thing that people have to understand is this is a game where punting is not a bad thing. That's not penalized. If you can't convert, you can punt, you can play a field position game, and you can get yourself opportunities with a great defense. You've got a chance to win a lot of games, and that's the Baltimore Ravens. Steve McNair has been awesome. He's managed the game well, but they've protected him. They haven't turned the ball over, especially of late, and they create opportunities on their defense to get short fields for their offense, and that's a recipe for winning football, and that's exactly who the Baltimore Ravens are.
Listen, we got 1 minute. Marv, can you stay for a couple minutes after the next break?
Okay, fine, Nick, sure.
That'd be great. Just a couple minutes. Well, we got to let Mark go, but Mark, quick pick for us. between Baltimore, San Diego, and Chicago?
Man, you know what? I'm leaning toward San Diego, but I love what Baltimore is doing, and I'm going to get off the fence right now. I'm going to pick Baltimore. I'm going to pick the Ravens because of kind of their chemistry and exactly what we talked about. Their offense and defensive lines are dominant.
Okay, well, thanks for joining us, my friend. You're the best. Happy New Year. When we come back, final thoughts with Marv Levy. We're going to talk with Marv about the subject of loyalty and fidelity and how you develop that on the winning championship teams. We'll be right back on Sports Byline and Sirius Satellite. Stay with us.